Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Betmatics Podcast. My name is Anne, your host from Nigeria. It's nice meeting you all and I hope you check in here as often as you can. So today, I'll be talking about a very sensitive topic that most women tend to, they tend to shy away from it, but we have to discuss about it. Is that right? So today's topic is ways of reaching orgasm in women. First and foremost, you need to know the importance of orgasm and why you need it. So stick around, make sure you listen to the end, and don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Importance of reaching orgasm. Orgasm is very good for the health and beneficial for a woman to reach orgasm. So, let me list out the importance and why, as a woman, you need, as a married woman, most especially, you need it. Okay? So, number one, it makes you look younger, both inside and outside. You know what I mean? And it reduces risk of heart attack. It releases you of stress and makes you sleep soundly and deeply. It makes you happy at all times. This one is the most important of it all, because I noticed most of this whenever you see a single woman of about 40 or thereabout, she always looks sad. I don't know why. Maybe because they don't used to, as lack of present of a husband in their life. Maybe they're not married. All the single women that are above marriageable age. And there's a difference in them. Or women that don't, orgasm, there's always this lack of happiness in them. So one of the importance of orgasm is that it makes you feel happy. You're always happy with yourself and people around you. And it helps to circulate your blood faster. It reduces anger and bitterness and creates stronger bond between you and your partner. So it's very, very important. As a married woman, you should try as much as possible to reach orgasm. And if you don't, that is why this topic is here for you. You have to know ways you can reach orgasm if you can't. So, reaching orgasm does not require any supplements. It doesn't require anything at all. All you need is enough cuddling, enough kissing, enough hugging, touching the right places, especially your clitoris. So, ways you can reach orgasm, you have to bond with your partner. When I say bonding, I mean real bond. Your heart must be connected to the act. Your mind, your body, your soul, everything about you has to be connected to the act. To orgasm, you must drop every worries, anxiety, anger, what have you, before entering the bedroom to meet hubby. So during sex, it's when you get to enjoy your every being. Not when you start remembering the bills, the misunderstanding, and what have you. At that point, Nothing else should matter. Free yourself. You know, let your mind be at ease. Just commune your mind, your body, your soul to yourself and to your partner. You know, talk dirty. You know, you can talk dirty. Talk dirty, say those sweet things, those nasty things with ease. At some point, call him by his real name and let him know how good and how sweet he's performing. That moment you do that, it triggers him so much and you see him going deeper and deeper. Which will go a long way in making you enjoy and reach orgasm. Don't be a boring wife on bed. Don't just jump into the bed, undress, and tell him to insert. No, 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 you aren't gonna reach orgasm that way. You have to first extend your foreplay session to enhance your sexual performance. If he can't go down to give you a head, then let him finger you. It's the sweetest part. Enjoy your hobbies, you're right. Okay, so number three, taking a hot or warm water before sex can help you reach orgasm, as well as placing a warm washcloth over your vulva few minutes before the act. You know, the feeling is a bomb, explosion, boom. You know, heat boosts blood flow to your vagina, leading to increased lubrication and sensitivity. Believe me, it's something else. You know, the day I tried it with my hubby, it was like, oh, well, you know, I don't know how I'm going to explain it, but the feeling is out of this world. I think you should try it because it's one of the fastest way I can think of that will make you rich. Because believe me, so you're entitled to enjoy the entire process. You know, the entire intercourse process, not just the finished product. It's your right. You need to, from the start to the bottom, from the start to the finish, is your right to enjoy every process. So if you're the kind of person that your husband doesn't do, you know, cuddling, doesn't do all this foreplay before the action, I advise you to let him get on the act. You have to push him to do all the foreplay things because that's the most important part of it. I mean, why wouldn't he do such? Why wouldn't he do that? Why wouldn't he do that? Come on. That's the most important part of it. So, before he gets into the act, make sure there's a foreplay. There's a bonding. There's, you know, removing the worries, putting your mind, your soul, your body to the act. Make sure there's this atmosphere that is perfect for it, because if you're relaxed, free from worries, free from all sort of negativity, putting your mind to it, that's when you're going to reach orgasm. So there's no magic to it, you understand? So if you're kind of person that your husband doesn't do the main thing before doing the other thing, I think you should start letting him know is your right. Okay, another way you can try to reach orgasm is by, you know, trying to take a glass of warm milk. Have you tried it before? You know, or did I hear you say no way? Hell no. Yes way. Take it before hubby gets back in preparation for him. You know, you have to take a warm milk. Then another thing is a glass of wine. These two things are magical, believe me. You can choose any of them. You can choose to take a glass of warm milk, or you can choose to drink a glass of wine whichever one, believe me, you'll be amazed at the outcome. So that's what I have, I think. Basically it. That has been ways on which a woman, most especially married woman, can reach axiom, and that's the topic we treated today. Until I come your way again next week, try to always check up on me. It's not a joke. Make sure you tune in every week for a new episode. And if you have any suggestion, maybe any comment or inquiries you want to make, you can send an email to ozioko@yahoo.com. And believe me, I'm going to respond to every email that I've seen. So until I come your way again next week, I am your host and remain blessed. Ciao, ciao.